Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Jesus said, "If another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offence. If the other person listens and confesses it, you've won that person back." Ever since the Garden of Eden, people have fallen out with one another. It's very sad, but it has always happened, and it still does. It is an inevitable part of living in a world of sin. The question is what to do when it happens, and here Jesus gives wonderfully straightforward advice which is useful to all of us. If you are wronged, then you need to deal with it as speedily and as privately as possible, with the aim to achieve a restored relationship. It amazes me that this simple and clear advice is so often ignored. When we are wronged, it's very tempting to tell other people about it immediately, but that just magnifies the problem. We feel hurt, and so we want other people to sympathize with us and come on our side. It would always be better to go to the person who's wronged us in the hope that the relationship can be immediately restored. One of the compelling reasons for doing this is that so often offence is caused through a misunderstanding, which is easily set to one side with a simple conversation. But the longer we leave it, the greater the chance of the offence growing and causing more hurt. The objective of speaking to the person who has offended us is that they will hear where we're coming from and seek to restore the relationship. Of course, that won't always happen. Sometimes they fully intended to cause us hurt and are completely unrepentant. In that case, we need to involve someone else, but once again, the aim is to bring about restoration. None of this is easy, but I love the way in which it shows Jesus' profound understanding of everyday life and his desire to lead us in the path of healing and harmony in all our relationships. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that you understand the tangles that we get into in our relationships. Help us to be peacemakers today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.